This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. It is hard to fathom the quickness of change in the economy. I did not sense a great change in November, but the Creighton Rural Main Street Index took an unhealthy dip, falling from 53.2 in October to 46.8 this month. Did anyone get the license number of the truck that just hit us? The Farm Economic Conference Barometer hit a new high recently. Improvement in the ag economy did not show up on Main Street. That improvement in crop prices did reduce the number of farms with negative cash flows from 12.4% to 9.2%, according to the bankers. The Farmland Price Index hit 55, up from 50.5 last month. It was reportedly the first time since 2013 that the Farmland Index grew for two consecutive months. Loan volume plunged from 46.8 in October to the lowest reading since they began calculating loan volume in the 10-state Heartland region to 25.8. Bankers were twiddling their thumbs. Retail sales are so people are not spending, and they're also not borrowing. Expect they are waiting on the vaccines. It also shows the limits of monetary policy, where low interest rates become like pushing a wet noodle when potential borrowers turn cautious. Fiscal stimulus is needed, which is not happening in Congress. The North Dakota hiring index fell to 36.8. The oil field bust has cost North Dakota 19,000 non-farm jobs. Wyoming's rural Main Street economy lost 5.8% of its workforce. Colorado lost 9.3%, Illinois 7.1%, Minnesota 7.9%, Iowa lost 6.4%, Kansas lost 4.6%, South Dakota 3.7%, Missouri lost 2.6%, and Nebraska lost 3.9%. The 10-state job loss was compared to the prior year in November. South Dakota, Missouri, Illinois, and Kansas rural Main Street indexes did show overall growth while the rest deteriorated. The job loss was linked to the COVID-19 pandemic. 54.8% of bankers surveyed said that they expect slower Christmas sales. Despite the Grinch on Christmas, the new home sales index was 73.3, which is about as good as it gets. Consumers are buying new homes but passing on the small stuff. Full recovery and a resumption of growth in 2021 will hinge on the success of getting the public vaccinated for COVID-19 and fiscal stimulus coming from Washington. If the Main Street economy slid from October and November, happening from November into December, past aid will be running out and no new aid will yet be forthcoming. Our turkey did not get pardoned. It was exceptionally moist and flavorful this year. Good job, turkey industry. This Thanksgiving will make the next one even better when we can get the whole family back together again. We, like so many others, did the video thing. While in different households, we all shared the same prayer. It is more of the same from the pandemic. A doctor, I did not catch the hospital that he was with, said that Thanksgiving was his 252nd consecutive day at work. I think that most Americans got a Thanksgiving meal thanks to the resiliency of our food production system to adjust to the pandemic. We should also be thankful for the food banks. While unfortunately there was great need for them, they were meeting many needs. Starting with weather, northern Argentina is forecast to get some rain while the Mato Grosso is not. That is actually the opposite of what is typically expected in La Nina. It could be potentially more threatening to the South American soybean crop, as the Mato Grosso is the key production area. Current soil moisture deficits in South America are the driest in many years. The U.S. dollar was testing its September lows. Goldman Sachs looks for a weaker dollar next year to produce gains for U.S. commodity prices. The creation of vast sums of money by the Fed to fund spending, along with expectations of higher prices, is the seed from which inflation grows. Farmland prices have proven resilient through some seemingly tough economic headwinds for farm profitability. That suggests that the core financial condition of farmers was stronger than it appeared as they continue to support the farmland market. If profitability returns, so does the cash flow to fund purchases. Anytime the ratio of the price of new crop soybeans versus new crop corn is above 2.5, more soybean acres tend to get planted. The ratio recently hit 2.72, which is telling farmers to plant more soybeans next year. The problem is that all balance sheets are relatively tight, and there's no crop that wants to give up acres to beans. The crop insurance revenue guarantees set in February are the final check for planting decisions come spring. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.